Wednesday morning. This is your town. This is your station. This is Waitley.
Good morning. There's a set of captains in the AFL with a lot on their minds this Thursday. Marcus Bontempelli, Alex Pearce, Tuke Miller and Jared Witts, and maybe even Patrick Dangerfield. Luke Hodge runs our leadership portfolio. He'll join me in a few moments' time. Victoria has given voice to an ambition to bring the NRL Grand Final to Melbourne. It's not the first time that provocative goal has been uttered. I wonder how that's gone down across the Melbourne-Sydney divide. What Melbourne really wants is the lion's share of the 2027 Rugby World Cup. And the MCG makes the choice irresistible from this vantage point, at least. Catastrophic blunders is how eminent lawyers are describing the mishandling of the Peter Boll case after two independent labs cleared the Olympic finalists of ever using the banned substance EPO. This feels like one of the great travesties in Australian sport. And a former English coach has been handed the reins of the Melbourne Stars. And that, well, that eternal quest to finally turn talent and hype into a BBL title. We'll play in all of those spaces, plus the Formula One Grand Prix as the morning unfolds. But maybe on a Wednesday between rounds two and three, some word association on how each of the 18 teams is going. You can play along, ping yours through. Word association, just a snappy phrase for how your team has fared after a couple of rounds. 0433 98 11 16. 40 Winks Temper Text. Temper a mattress like no other. I've gone alphabetical today to start. Adelaide Crows. Patches don't win matches. Playing in bursts and fits. They've got to put it together over the longer time. Brisbane Lions took the mulligan. Shot the lights out. What happens next? Carlton, six in the bank. Get on a tear. Go claim the next 20 points. Collingwood, come join the joyride. No one's having more fun than Collingwood this year. Essendon, good reason to believe in the new regime. The exit polls are good for the Bombers. Fremantle, this isn't the way. If you're a Mandalorian fan, this isn't the way. Geelong, wouldn't want to drop the next one. Sort of on the watching brief, the Cats and Gold Coast, who are their next opponent. Does anyone care enough to get riled up? Because they're on the cusp of being riled up, I think. GWF Giants running on green energy. I like the early signs out of the Giants. Hawthorn fighting fires on too many fronts. Can't be front and back page of the paper and be the interview out of the weekend either. That's just too many fire fronts. You got to be able to put the hoses down somewhere. Melbourne, over to you, Mr. Grundy. Not quite what he was brought in for, but he's good cover for the circumstances they have before them. North Melbourne, cuddly Clarkson trumps combustible Clarko. We don't want him punching holes in walls. Surely it's better to have him patrolling the sidelines in that lovely new demeanour. Port Adelaide, biggest showdown of the Hinkley era. Nothing matters more than how they're measured against their crosstown rival. Richmond, is a Richmond game still enough? I don't know whether they'll be able to impose a Richmond game against Collingwood, but would it be enough? St Kilda, a community united under their natural leader. And they're about to have one of the biggest rallies in years, maybe ever, at the MCG on Saturday night. Sydney Swans took what they've been given. I reckon they've gone par-par. Good, solid start. Now let's see what happens next. West Coast, a glimpse of modernism at second quarter on Sunday. More of that from the Eagles, I think. And the Western Bulldogs, they're not the team they think they are. Not now, at least. And that's for them to fix. Little bit of word association. So you ping yours through. They're coming. I'll put them in an order and share them with you as we go.